April 19th, Outer Order, Inner Calm. It's from Gretchen Rubin. It's a quote. Is your house in order? Not the metaphorical house, either. Your actual fucking home. What about your car or your office or space or desk? Are those things in order? The physical space. It's not surprising that if your surroundings are a fucking mess, then your inner life will be a mess too. When we do a fourth step in the 12 steps, it is also suggested we do a physical inventory, cleaning closets, garages, and desks, and organizing the rest can be very cathartic. Examining things that we also physically don't want to carry anymore. Some of these things have memories attached to them, but do you really want to hold on to them and the memories? Reflections. Are my surroundings out of order? Daily challenge. Well, do you really need to be challenged to clean your home? Really? You're such an alcoholic or an addict. Get to work. Don't forget to listen to this week's full-length episode. Go back or forward, whatever you got to do. And don't forget to stay active, stay sober, and buy the book.
Are you a rebel seeking transformation in your recovery journey? Then 366 fucking days sober is the book for you. 366 daily meditations. This book by the SoberPod Recovery Podcast host and professional rebel, Carr, will help guide you towards a new way of thinking and living. Each daily meditation offers a fresh perspective, practical advice, and a healthy dose of Carl's irreverent humor to help you stay sober and embrace the challenges of life without drinking, drugging, or shitting your pants. Whether you're just starting your recovery journey or looking for a daily dose of encouragement and laughs, 366 fucking days sober is the book for you.
So, if you're ready to transform your life and become the rebel you were meant to be, get your copy of 366 fucking days sober today.
Available today on Amazon.com.